So measles is a highly infectious viral infection that can cause both in complications, pneumonia, and brain infections. So most of us are vaccinated in childhood, but there are vulnerable populations, including children under infants under 12 months of age who have not yet been vaccinated, as well as immunocompromised persons who cannot be vaccinated. So we want to make sure that we are taking a precautionary approach in the face of rising rates for measles around the world. In Singapore, what we have seen is 11 cases in January of 2026, which is a rise compared to January 2025, where we had 2 cases. And what we have, the reason we're taking these steps is because we have seen that 3 of these persons who are not fully vaccinated were infants under 12 months of age, and 7 of them had traveled overseas. So, and there is also 3 with genetically links. So that means that the lab analysis shows that the viruses are very similar, but we cannot detect a clear, direct link. So that would suggest that we cannot rule out some limited community transmission. So as a result, CDA, the Communicable Disease Agency of Singapore, is recommending to step up precautionary measures and in order for us to limit the transmission in the community. So the vaccination rates, the MMR vaccine is highly effective and safe, and it provides long-term protection. But they have to be 2 doses given over 12 months of age for that long-term protection. It's also important for people who are not fully vaccinated to check their status before traveling. If you're not sure about your vaccination status, that you had 2 MMR doses, then you should go ahead and see your doctor, and they can either do a blood test to check for measles immunity. You can also check your own vaccine records to see if you've had 2 doses of MMR. I think that I'm happy to take questions. The precautions that we usually tell people to take include good hygiene precautions, respiratory hygiene. So if you're coughing and sneezing, please cover your mouth, use a tissue, etc. Those who are unwell, if you think that you've been exposed to measles or you might have measles symptoms, then you should go see a doctor. The symptoms of measles include fever, a rash that usually begins in the face, a cough, a runny nose, and conjunctivitis, which is red or watery eyes. So if you have these symptoms and you think you could have measles, please see your doctor and get tested. And obviously limit exposure to other people until you've been tested and that you know you don't have measles.
Can you elaborate a bit about how transmissible measles is? And you mentioned that there could have been limited community transmission. You can share what people should look out for in the public.
Sure. Measles is highly infectious. It's one of the most infectious types of respiratory childhood infections. And the way people get exposed is by breathing in infectious droplets from someone who got infected, who coughs or sneezes. So, you know, infected people should wear a mask while they're seeking medical care. For infants under 12 months of age, probably the biggest single thing you can do is to make sure that you yourself are fully vaccinated with 2 doses and the people around your infant are also vaccinated. So, as you know, there was domestic workers who help with infant care are supposed to have their measles vaccination done. So those are 2 very simple things you can do to protect your infant under 12 months, to make sure that you yourself and anyone that's in contact with your infant is vaccinated. And again, if you're traveling with an infant under 12 months of age to places which have high measles activity, Again, you need to go. You can see your doctor to see if there are options to vaccinate.
Prof. Vanessa from CNA Digital. First, can we get a sense of how is this different from what is being done previously, you know, in terms of the precautionary measures? Because this time you guys are stepping it up. And second, can we get an update on the conditions of the 11 cases, especially the 3 infants?
Okay, sure. So what has been done before, and we've always had a high level of vigilance for measles, is we always contact trace infected persons, and that will continue here. We, for infectious cases, people who really have measles, we have previously told them to stay at home. Now these new measures will include an isolation order, legal order, to remain isolated. Previously, it was an advisory. So this will be a legal order to remain isolated if you have measles. In addition, people who are close contacts are going to be given a quarantine order if they cannot show vaccination or immunity. And then if they are unvaccinated and are close contacts, then they can exit quarantine. The quarantine order can be lifted if they get vaccinated or if they're in the group that needs to receive the post-exposure prophylaxis, they can do that. Or if they get tested, so we can do a blood test to see if someone is immune, they can also do that and exit quarantine. So we want to make sure with the quarantine order and people who are already high-risk close contacts that they are not, we're limiting transmission in the community.
And an update on the 11 cases.
In general, we will not be giving information about the patients just to protect patient confidentiality.